It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When there's trouble and New York needs help, they are the first line of defense. A mini army of difference makers, if you will. More than 10,000 strong.
I've always had an understanding that what you do is bigger than you.
Sergeant First Class Alex Williams has served with the New York Army National Guard for roughly a dozen years. He says the National Guard wears many hats.
We do serve overseas as well, just like any other branch, any other components. We are fully overseas serving at that particular capacity, and we are here serving at the state capacity. And no, I don't think people know us very well.
Williams was born in Jamaica. His family came to the United States when he was in the fourth grade. Just as he started school in his new country, terrorists struck on September 11th.
I remember seeing those men and women, you know, gearing up and going to do the work, right? I live not too far from here, over on Bainbridge Avenue. And the armory, of course, soldiers from the armory here were being activated. And it was such it was sad. It was a bittersweet thing. It was a very sad day and a very sad experience. But to see that we rallied the way that we did, and to see soldiers involved in that process, and again, all of our civil service workers, was really amazing. And I think, yeah, it had a profound impact on me. I think I can attribute those moments directly impacting my decision to serve, yes.
Williams had a chance to do his part when Superstorm Sandy ravaged the region.
It was challenging to see the city again kind of in mourning. It felt very familiar, right, to that September 11th experience. But there's always the silver lining of, but we're able to do something. Right, like it's a tough situation. It would be tougher if there was no one to do anything. It would be tougher if there was nothing we could do about it. But you're able to do something. And so I kind of just poured my passion into that. What can I do, and how can I help, and how can I be of service? And if at that time it was sweeping the floor, I swept the floor. And if at that time it was transporting water, transporting soldiers, helping with rescue missions, anything that I could do, right, or anything we could have done, we did. And I felt really proud of that.
Last year, the governor called upon the New York Army National Guard to assist during the pandemic.
If you go to just about any vaccine site or any testing site, you'll see National Guard soldiers. It's extremely, extremely relevant and important to the quality of life that we can have when we're not thinking about it, very unconsciously, but the quality of life that we can have, knowing that in the event that something like this does happen, it doesn't take 8, 9, 10 months for us to kind of get the ball rolling. Within 24 hours, the governor, the state has at their disposal 10,000 plus soldiers that can be activated to do whatever the mission is that needs to be done.
Literally, whatever the mission requires.
All of it's relevant, and none of the tasks are too minuscule for a soldier to help out with. Yeah. Right? We're all just laying bricks, right? And we're trying to build the wall. And that's how it works out, is whether the job is, again, literally directing traffic, literally administering the vaccine, literally testing somebody. All of those play a factor in the quality of life that we have here in New York City, and that we're proud to be helping out with.
Sergeant First Class Williams is now a recruiter looking for the next generation of citizen soldiers who possess
a level of responsibility bigger than you. And, I mean, it should start with, you know, waking up in the morning and making your bed, right? And then cleaning your room, and then cleaning the house, and then cleaning the community.
At the Kingsbridge Armory, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.